This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
But I want to tell you about the most touching, or one of the most touching baptisms I ever did, was when I was baptizing an orthopedic surgeon. And we went down into the water at the church where I was, and I baptized him. And then I got out of the water, walked out, and he stayed in the water. And his two children came walking down the steps of the baptistry. And so Dad, who was still dripping wet from his own baptism, had the privilege of baptizing his two children and saying, "I baptize you into Christ in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit." I barely could choke back the tears. It was something so moving about baptizing a father and then getting out of the water and seeing him baptize his own two children. The reason I tell that is to lead up to this. Shortly before or after his baptism, he told me something that I've always remembered. At the time, I was preaching from the Gospel of Luke, and here's what he said to me: "I'm glad you're teaching from one of the Gospels, because it tells us what Jesus did." And he said, "I need to know. I need to know what Jesus did." I've always remembered that phrase: "I need to know what Jesus did." So do you. So do I. And we begin today, therefore, a series: What Jesus Did, He Does. What Jesus Did, He Does, from the Gospel of Mark. Meaning what? We're going to study over the next 10 weeks a message series from this gospel, the shortest gospel of the four, one I've never preached from in all my years in the ministry. Preached several times from Matthew, from Luke, from John, but never from the Gospel of Mark until today. And we're going to learn that Jesus did things in terms of his authority over disease, the demonic, and even death. And what Jesus did, he does, meaning his authority and power are still in action. His authority and power still work in my life and work in your life. We're in the Gospel of Mark. A new series begins today, chapter 1, verse 1. The beginning of the gospel about Jesus Christ, the Son of God. It is written in Isaiah the prophet, "I will send my messenger ahead of you who will prepare your way. A voice of one calling in the desert, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him." And so John came baptizing in the desert region and preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. The whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem went out to him. Confessing their sins, they were baptized by him in the Jordan River. John wore clothing made of camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. And this was his message: "After me will come one more powerful than I, the thongs of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." Verse 9. At that time, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. As Jesus was coming up out of the water, he saw heaven being torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." At once the Spirit sent him out into the desert, and he was in the desert 40 days being tempted by Satan. Well, that's a provocative phrase to leave you with today. He was tempted by Satan. We'll talk about that in depth tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org, to listen to this message today or to listen to any message that you would like to hear again or a message you've missed on Cross Hope. That's tomorrow, same time, same place for Cross Hope.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.